Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. As many of you know, one of the reasons I started this show was to give families a place to tell their stories when they reach a point where they simply don't know where else to turn. Today, I want you to meet a little girl named Ruthie, and Ruthie is 4 years old. She came into this world weighing just 1 pound, and from the beginning, her life has required an incredible amount of determination. She has what's called Kabuki syndrome. It's a rare genetic condition that can affect development and many different systems throughout the body. Ruthie has fought to grow. She has fought to become stronger, and she is still working toward walking independently, and she's also facing significant challenges with her vision. Her family is facing another challenge. There is specialized treatment that they believe could help Ruthie, but they've encountered a barrier with Medicaid coverage. The family's not coming to us today to look for sympathy. They're trying to find answers, and they're looking for doctors, advocates, organizations, experts in Medicaid appeals and waivers, or even someone who has traveled this road and knows which door they should knock on next. Ruthie's mom, Holly Parrish, is joining me right now. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Holly.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you, and I want to thank Molly for posting so that I saw about this, and then she connected me with you so that we could talk today about what you would like listeners and beyond to try to help your family, okay?
Well, the main thing that I wanted, I just wanted Ruthie's story out there because Kabuki syndrome alone is one in every 32,000 births. And that's just one genetic syndrome or anomaly. And Kabuki syndrome is on a spectrum. People go their whole life and they don't have any clue that they have it. And in Ruthie's case, it's more severe because it not only affects her eyes, it affects her liver. And it always affects the eyes or ears of a patient usually, but it affects also an internal organ. And Ruthie had a hole in her heart that by some miracle of God, that's the only way that I can attribute anything with Ruthie, is it closed up on its own. She had a VSD and it closed up completely on its own, but she still has liver issues. And there's so many hoops to jump through to get to the treatment that is deemed necessary by Medicaid in Alabama. But then when we get to the actual place where all this necessary treatment has came to a conclusion, that's not covered because we're one of 10 states that have not adopted Medicaid under the ACA, the Affordable Care Act.
So, Holly, tell me about Ruthie. Who is your little girl? What type of personality does she have?
She is a fireball. Ruthie's a twin, and her twin, I call her her big sister because Rhea is genetically normal, and she is growing. Oh, she's twice the size of Ruthie, and she calls Ruthie our baby. And believe it or not, Ruthie bullies her. She's nonverbal. She doesn't really speak, but she communicates well, very well. Extremely well. She's very intellectual, and when I got her out of the hospital, she was like, if you've ever seen like a animal or something that's like, I don't want to be too like graphic, but like rigor mortis, where they can't like stretch out anything. That's how Ruthie was. She couldn't stretch any arm, any leg, anything out. Like couldn't even, the bend of her arms was permanent. She couldn't like stretch anything out. So we had to start with PT just from the bottom, just stretching. Tammy Tobel was our PT therapist that came to the house through CRS, Kara McLean, all of them. We couldn't have asked for better. It was just, again, miracles. People seen as angels.
Holly, several years ago, I had March of Dimes come on the show, and they brought me a couple of preemie diapers from regular preemie to super preemie. And I'm looking at those right now. And when you think back to how tiny and fragile Ruthie was, what goes through your mind as you think about her today at 4 years old?
I keep one of them tiny, I call them the teeny tiny diapers. And it brings tears to my eyes because Ruthie spent 284 days in the NICU. And there were so many times I was sitting there, and there were so many times when she almost did pass away, she would code, and I can't tell you how many times that she had to have a breathing tube and things like that, put down her throat just right then. And there were so many times I really felt like she may not make it. I don't know if she's going to make it through this, but if she does, I'll always attribute her success, her life, everything to God. And I would promise that to God sitting in there in that NICU. And that's what really I think of every time I look at her now, and she's up and she's trying her best still to walk, and she gets frustrated, and her little braces, I mean, just everything that Rhea takes for granted, I get to see it, and she don't realize she's taking it for granted. It's just, she's a normal little girl, and then Ruthie's right beside her working so hard to be just like her, and I prayed for that in that NICU.
Holly, I've also done several shows on rare diseases. One of the organizations that I bring on pretty often is Austin First Foundation, based in Auburn, Alabama. And I realized through the shows that I've done on rare diseases that when a family gets a diagnosis, most of the time they have never heard of that particular disease or rare disease that they're finding out about. how much did you know about Kabuki syndrome when Ruthie got the diagnosis?
I knew absolutely nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. And then the more that I looked into it, and the more that I have, I'm an overthinker. So my mom calls me a helicopter mom, and I've become a little bit of a specialist myself. I have questions for the specialist to answer my own questions about it. It is so confusing because it's a spectrum syndrome. It's like autism on a spectrum where people can go their whole life and have it and have no idea that they have it. They just think that they're a little bit shorter than their siblings or whatever, because they're a mild case. It's a huge spectrum, and it can go from that being that mild all the way to someone like Ruthie having problems from birth, and then one day their liver just goes kaput, or kidneys or heart, anything like that.
And as we think about Kabuki syndrome, particularly with Ruthie, you've mentioned liver and other issues, but how have you found that it affects a child in different ways?
It affects her in every way. She can't speak. When Rhea started talking and things like that, Ruthie tries her best to talk, but she is nonverbal. She has an oral evasion, but she will open her mouth to laugh and scream and cry and things like that. But she has an oral aversion to swallowing from just in general. And that goes along with Kabuki syndrome as well. Her eyes and vision have held her back. So I think that she would be walking and running if she could see well enough with her glasses on, but her vision just keeps getting worse every time we go to the doctor because of the Kabuki syndrome. And they have prepared, she is legally blind already, and they have prepared me for one day, you know, to the options of getting her a dog, things like that, to help her if she was to go fully blind one day. Because, and that is just what the resources I have here and online. And I'll be honest with you, I have learned the most from other parents online and trial and error, what they have done with their children, and seeing whose child is like Ruthie here that I should read and take info from. I knew nothing.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Holly Parrish. I was connected to Holly through Molly Parrish, and Holly is a mother to Ruthie. We're talking about her situation with Kabuki syndrome, and she needs some help. She needs support right now, and I wanted to use my platform, The Mark White Show, to help get the word out, to help spread the word, as Molly was doing. And we want to try to continue this in another segment. We're going to talk about how you can help as a listener, take some initiative here, take some steps to try to help. And we will come back in just a few minutes and have another segment with Holly Parrish to talk about Ruthie. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Holly Parrish on the line as we talk about her daughter, her four-year-old daughter, Ruthie, who lives with Kabuki syndrome. Now, Molly Parrish had put out a post about her niece, Ruthie, and wanted some help, some support, and finding ways that we can help Ruthie on her journey with Kabuki syndrome. Welcome back to the show, Holly.
Thank you.
So we're looking at treatment that is already available. It's just not available to Ruthie because, as you mentioned, some states have not adopted the ACA, and we're looking for opportunities out there where maybe someone knows how to navigate this. Maybe they've gone through this situation themselves, a doctor, a specialist, someone who has some information that can help, right?
Yes. My sister's post, thank goodness, that's why I wanted her to do it. I'm not really on social media like that, but my sister is, and she enjoys it. And I knew if she put the post out, she's got a lot of resources already sent to me and a lot of numbers to call just to see in general, like, information they have. Because any information for me is good. It doesn't matter. But the problem wasn't getting the care. We got the referral from her doctors in Birmingham. We got the referral immediately as soon as he recognized that this was an anomaly for Kabuki syndrome. Immediately referred to Philadelphia, Cincinnati. Cincinnati was scheduling 2.5 years out. So I ended up I kept calling and calling Philadelphia until I got a cancellation appointment. And that was for August. It was supposed to be for this coming Thursday, August 13th. We started the process in April with Medicaid, trying to get them to get everything they needed and all that stuff. We, the social worker at her endocrinologist, the social worker at her primary care, more than one person at Infants and Children's in Florence have literally dedicated no telling how many hours to getting everything sent to Medicaid in words they didn't understand, I didn't understand, because they were first specialists to fill out. But that's what Medicaid deemed necessary, only to, as of today, still not be approved or denied. So there's no way for Ruthie to get her treatment because they have my demographics. They know I'm a single mom. She has a twin, and there's no way for me to get the accommodations and everything in order. If they approve her tomorrow or Wednesday, when we're supposed to be on a plane Wednesday and start clinic Thursday morning.
Holly, what do her medical providers believe that this treatment could potentially do for Ruthie?
It will give me a specialized care plan
for Ruthie will change her life. It will give, it will answer and fill in blanks that I don't have because I'm not a neurologist. I have no idea what's going on in her little head. I just know she has a lot of thoughts and she has a lot of frustration with things. And I can't, there's only so much that I can do as her mom. And I need the specialized care plan of where she is on the spectrum that you can only get from Kabuki specialists that deal with these patients and these patients only. And for some reason, our state does not see that. Or they I think they see it necessary. I think they just do a lot of families like this situation. And they leave it as it's not approved. It's not denied up until the point of the family's not going to be able to make it anyway. So go ahead and approve it or deny it at that point. Or I really don't know if it'll, I canceled the appointment today because there's no way after they said it's still not approved or denied. There's no way that's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And Holly, I know that with this comes an emotional toll when your job as a parent is to fight for your child while simultaneously trying to understand insurance requirements, medical terminology, appeals, and all the other pieces. What has this experience been like for you?
Oh, this experience it's been life-changing. I was a server at a Buffalo Wild Wings for 4 or 5 years when I got pregnant, and I was fixing to be finished with school with my business degree, and I'd never done anything medical. My sister is the medical one. And in the beginning, I was terrified, very terrified. And then it was overwhelming having two babies because Rhea got out of the NICU on September 14th. She was born on July 21st. She wasn't in there very long. And most people would have thought that that was extremely overwhelming, but it was like God knew I needed that little angel with me. I needed Rhea all the time. And as far as Ruthie has been, Ruthie is nothing short of a miracle, nothing short of God's promises and me praying in that NICU and saying, I will always say, Jesus made this happen. And that's what Ruthie is. And I will continue to advocate and fight for her as long as I live because that little girl will fight and work harder than anyone I've seen able-bodied so far. She has fight and work in her that I wish I would have been born with. I had to learn to work and stuff, and I still don't know that I would have the fight in me that my little girl has.
And Holly, when your sister made the post, she shared Ruthie's story. And in that, she said she wasn't asking people for money. She was looking for a connection. But I want you to feel free to specifically ask for whatever you need through the show. People listening right now, what can they do for you and your family?
Oh, no. We need just connections and just help in general on where to go next. Whether that is someone to talk to see how to get around this not being expanded through Medicaid. But honestly, the main thing is for the other kids, because I know for a fact, as long as I keep working, Mr. White, and I and my child keeps working, I keep praying a door will open no matter what. But the Affordability Care Act has to be expanded for Medicaid in Alabama for the other kids. For the kids that their liver, they have Kabuki syndrome or something and their liver isn't doing well and their heart is failing or whatever the situation, and then it's not being medically necessary for them either. That is the problem, is it's a rare genetic syndrome. So that word rare, 9 times out of 10, gets kids like Ruthie and the kids that are worse off denied or just left in limbo like Ruthie has been this whole time. And it is completely unfair because they are not numbers. They are humans, just like me, just like you.
Holly, I know you have a list that has been built up since Molly's post. Would hearing from another parent who has successfully navigated a Medicaid denial, waiver, or exception for a medically complex child be helpful right now?
Yes, of course it would. When I was on social media, I followed Cruz and Paisley's mom, Jessica, and I would follow everything, every little thing she would do and with her fundraising for the money for the research for SIOD, sending it to Stanford and everything that she had to go through. Like I literally took her game plan and put it in my head of like taking notes. Okay, like Jessica done this, Jessica done that. And that's what I would end up having to do if I have to fund the research myself, is just follow what she's done and how it, but even like her children are a perfect example. They're a perfect example of the care is just not here. It's far away from us, and it takes, she writes checks to Stanford. I think, I can't remember the exact number, but I want to say it's like $300,000-$400,000 a check just to keep the research going.
And how about medical professionals or even attorneys, those who might could help you, patient advocates, nonprofit organizations, rare disease organizations, who would you most like to hear from?
Rare disease organizations for sure. And I would like to hear from rare disease organizations and someone with the power to actually just get this on someone's desk. Just and because I know that our state is not a state. Our state is a state that doesn't believe in abortion for a reason. And to make it, you know, where things like that are the law and or whatever, but then make it to where kids, after they get into the world, that to me, our state should have be held to a higher standard, because we are a higher standard, in my opinion. I mean, I think that this has to get to someone. I want to hear from someone who can make a change, yes, for Ruthie, but for the future, for other kids that are like Ruthie.
I definitely hear perseverance in your voice, and I think that's a really big lesson that you're learning through this process is perseverance. You're not going to give up. And so that's a lesson that you're learning from Ruthie.
Oh, yeah. My baby has not ever given up, and she had every reason to give up. She come into this world 1 pound, 6 ounces, and lost weight in that NICU her first few days. She scared me to death the first time I seen her. I mean, terrified me. And she's nothing short of a miracle. So till I take my last breath, I will fight for change, and I will advocate for my child to have the best and be treated just as any other child, just as her sister is treated and taken care of. And if things deemed medically necessary, it should be deemed medically necessary for Ruthie as well.
Holly, you have a 4-year-old little girl who started life at 1 pound and has already overcome so much, as you have shared during this show. And when she's old enough to understand everything you and your family did trying to find help for her, what do you hope she knows and understands about this time of her life?
I hope that the main thing that she understands and knows is that God wanted you here for a reason. That's the main thing. That's all that I've ever cared about, is God wanted you here for a very specific reason.
And finally, Holly, somebody listening right now may be that one connection that your family has been searching for. What would you say directly to that person?
Please reach out to my sister. Reach out to Mr. White, and he will give you my personal phone number. Anything at all that can help with I'm going to make her another appointment in Cincinnati instead of going the Philadelphia route this time, where I can just drive her up there. If they approve it the day of, I can just take off as soon as I find out it's approved. But I really, really would love for this, whoever's listening, to just talk to people about it. Even if you can't help, just talk to people about it and inform people that there's a huge gap of care. There is just a huge gap of care, and a lot of kids that are in Ruthie's situation, where I refuse to tell her there's nothing else we can do. I refuse. She has a mom like that. But if she didn't have a mom like that, I can't, I mean, there's so many times I want to just cry and give up, but I cannot because this little girl is not going to give up. So I refuse.
Ruthie clearly needs the right person to hear her story, and that's why we're here today. And that person may be a physician who understands Kabuki syndrome. It may be someone who works with medically complex children. It might be a Medicaid advocate who understands appeals, waivers, and even exceptions. Maybe it's another parent who has fought this battle and knows something this family hasn't discovered yet. And that's why this story matters. That's why sharing this story matters. And I hope that people will continue to share as Molly did, so that Ruthie can get the help that she needs. Holly, I really appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today. And I do encourage people again to reach out.
My email is Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Grace, G-R-A-C-E, Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H, it's all one word, @gmail.com as well. Anything is helpful at this point, because we were at a dead end, but we're no longer at a dead end. We've got people to call, new information, things like that, but we definitely still do not have the specialized care we need because of where we live.
All right, Holly, we're in your corner. I'm glad that you could join me today and we can share, and this message will get out to Mark White Show listeners and beyond.
I appreciate you so much, Mr. White. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Holly. I hope your whole family continues to find joy and happiness in this world, and that the needs that Ruthie has will get met.
They will, always. Thank you so much.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.